I don't know where the term come from, but the miller got a part.
Mm-hmm.
See, you paid him, so you took a turn of corn to mill. And he took out a sixth or an eighth or whatever the portion happened to be. I don't remember that, but yeah, I remember he'd always go out and shell a turn of corn. I don't know why they didn't shell a sack full.
And what if you have only a, well, only a partial load? Any special term for that?
Oh, that old boy, he just had a little jag all he had.
And if you have a bottle, what do you call the plug in it? Or the thing that covers the end?
Well, now I use caps. I used to use corks.
Mm-hmm. What did you call the rubber ones? Bottle of Purex or something that had a...
All them old stoppers.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to fill the bottle, what would you put in the top?
Funnel.
Did you have one of those musical instruments that you could put to your lips and suck and blow and make music? And hold it in your hands?
Might make a racket if I had it, but it didn't get music, whatever the instrument was. What are you talking about, a juice harp?
Is that this one?
Yeah, that's the one that you worked on the side and flipped at it some way, and I never could make work.
I couldn't either.
I never could make it work.
I spent many a good nickel for one of those things, though.
But I don't know what you're talking about unless it be a French harp.
Yeah, that's the thing I was talking about.
Yeah. And there are people that can make music out of them, and I never could do nothing just what you said, just suck and blow.
I could play Old Black Joe,
oh,
and I couldn't play a thing else. And I'd take it out, and my friends would say, well, we're going to have Old Jack Blow. Now he'd come. Did I ask you about a wagon and the thing that stuck out in front?
Just a wagon tongue.
Uh-huh. And what you'd tell somebody to do if you wanted to get the horses ready and attach him to that?
Hitch him up to the wagon.
What if you had a one-horse buggy? What do you call those?
Oh yeah, the wagon, the buggy, the shaves.
Mm-hmm. And on the buggy, you'll have something that you can pop to.
The buggy whip.
And you just couldn't take any collar with any horse, could you?
No.
Horse, the collar had to be.
You had to fit your horse and your collar together. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, then if you. To get a perfect fit, the inside fits, you use collar pads for. You know, you had, say you had one size collar and the horse, well, you used the pads more or less as the horse went up and down in flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Lush and pasture or not, you know.
Mm-hmm. And on the outside of the wagon wheel, the steel part?
The rim.
Inside that, the wooden part?
The fellows.
If you had a team, the bar behind each horse is?
A single tree hooked to a double tree.
The leg bone connected to the... If you want to start your horses, what did you say to them?
Well, most of the time just get up unless they use a little peeve about something.
And if you wanted them to stop?
Whoa.
If you had them going along pretty good and you wanted them to speed up, what did you say to them? Did you say anything?
No, usually. Of course, you control that with the pressure on the line.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to go this way, tell them what? You got them going, you say, whoa, and they stop, and then to get them to...
Back up.
And which way does the wagon go?
Backward.
Uh-huh. You say, get up, and which way does the wagon
go? Forward.
If you want your team to go to the left, what do you say?